Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
There's something really, really creepy going on right now. Really super duper creepy. How about this? Do we have time to play it now or do you want to take a break and then play it?
No, we can play it.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. There is, it's totally creepy and it's all these people here in Colorado, you guys, acting like they're cops. Listen to this.
Men in reflective vests wave drivers off the road, funneling them into a roadblock on the west end of Greeley. Detectives say the men were impersonating police and threatened the drivers with a COVID-19 citation for being out on the road. At that same time in Erie, Colorado, a woman saw flashing lights in her rearview mirror. The man was posing as a police officer and told the woman to return home due to Colorado's stay-at-home order. The man then reportedly followed her to her home before leaving the area. Erie PD says this was not their officer. Then last week in Aurora, a woman was pulled over by a vehicle with red and blue flashing lights, and she too was questioned for being out.
He did ask her for her driver's license, and she gave it to him, and then he gave it back and just told her she was free to leave.
Aurora police say it's important to note they are not pulling random cars over to question drivers about where they're going. They're also not demanding drivers provide proof that they're an essential employee.
Follow your senses to keep yourself safe.
Isn't that crazy?
So weird.
And there's so many of them. And so, okay, so far we have Weld County and Greeley. Let's see here. What else? Erie, blah, blah. A woman was on her way to work at 7 a.m. when she was pulled over by a black vehicle with flashing emergency lights on East County Line Road. Also, there was one in Aurora. It's a dark-colored Ford Crown Victoria equipped with red and blue emergency lights near East 6th Avenue in Havana. And the scary part about all this is they're pulling over women and they're getting their addresses because it's on their driver's license.
Yeah, they're getting all their personal information, yeah. Their social security number, too. And this, the one in Greeley is really creepy, especially because the guy was wearing uniform, but he was wearing a gas mask.
He was?
Yes. Can you imagine someone walking up to your car with a gas mask on?
Yeah. And then the one girl, she said that she would stop forever and they were asking her all these questions. So here's the thing. And I mean, I think like a lot of us, like, what the hell do you do? It's a Crown Victoria, right? It has blue and red lights. And you know that the cops have those. So they're saying that they understand what's going on right now. And so go ahead and just take a little more time to pull over. Go to somewhere well lit that's public. You know, like, I don't care if it's 7-11 or something, call 911, ask dispatch if they have somebody behind you.
Oh, if you can pull into a gas station, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, they said try for a police station or a fire station, but I don't know where like, right?
How often are you going to be driving by a police station?
Yeah, so that is like super duper scary. Yeah, it says if you find yourself in a similar situation, police say it's best to acknowledge the stop by activating your hazards. Drive to the nearest police or fire station or public location and call 911. So this is crazy. By the way, over the weekend, I don't know if y'all knew this, but there's a lot of fake news going on.
A ton, especially on Facebook.
Yeah, right? I mean, do you remember some of the stuff you saw? Because because I'm from Illinois, I'm on a lot of group chats about Illinois and different websites. There was this whole thing about Illinois, about how they have like bodies on gurneys, they're dead bodies on gurneys outside the hospitals.
Just laying there?
Yeah. And it was from, and this is the sad part, it was from a nurse's, like it was a group of nurses' Facebook page. And they were spreading this stuff, and it's none of it was true.
Well, and I mean, just as a just being a person, I mean, we would understand that, and I don't know, we kind of believe it. Because it is coming from a nurse's organization.
Facebook page, right? Yeah. So I saw that, and that was super creepy. And then here's the other thing I don't understand. I don't want to get political because you guys know I'm not political. I don't give a rat's ass about all that. But here's what I don't understand, and maybe somebody could explain it to me. And by the way, 51059 is our text number. But here's the thing. So Cuomo said, and you know I love him. He said, listen, we do have 200 vents, and they're in storage until we need them. But we don't need them right now. Well, then why am I watching all these people beg and cry that they need vents? I saw a lady from Queens, and she's like, oh, my God, people are dying because we don't have vents. But Cuomo then just said that he has 200 in storage. Can somebody explain that to me?
That doesn't make sense at all.
Don't get it at all.
Right? I'm confused. Am I seeing this stuff wrong?
No, it's all over, and we don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I don't either. But the weirdest part about my addiction is I'm like, okay, I'm turning off TV. I'm turning it off. And I'll turn it off and I'll do other stuff. And I'll like walk around. But then I like get anxiety that something big's happening and I don't know what it is. Do y'all do that?
You get the FOMO that you're actually missing out on something.
Yeah. Do you do that, Schmidil?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm getting fatigued because I'm constantly looking at the news and trying to figure out what's real and what's not real.
I totally agree with you.
And then you go down this wormhole and then you start figuring out other stuff or stumbling upon other stuff that isn't real.
And I don't know what's real and what's not.
It's just a big circle.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.